Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
You what? Oh, you must be joking.
No, I'm not, and I'm sure I told you.
No, you didn't.
I did. I told you when we last went over to Portsmouth. We were talking about, oh, what was it? Oh, yeah, your trip to Winchester. We were talking about that, and I told you then. And you said, that's a pity, or something like that.
Mike, we last went to Portsmouth, it must be about 3 years ago.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is, it was then that I told you.
Well, I don't remember. I don't even remember talking about Winchester to you.
Well, you did. You went over there with Cathy once, and she got her leg stuck in the bus door.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, but it was her foot.
Well, it doesn't matter what it was. The point is, I've told you.
Well, that's a real pain.
Yeah, well, it is to me.
Well, it is to me as well.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I can't do anything now.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, Mike. No, I'm not. We'll just have to work round it, that's all.
Oh, right. And how will that happen?
I don't know yet, but I'm sure we'll think of something.
Oh, I really just don't believe you've done that.
Well, you should have reminded me.
Well, it's not something you tend to mention every day.
Well, didn't I say to you what I was planning to do?
No, you didn't. If you had, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, I might have done if you'd been here.
Oh, now don't go blaming me, Penny.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You know I had to go away. I had no choice.
All right. Oh, well, I'm sure we'll sort something out.
Penny, I'm just not pleased you've done this without mentioning it to me.
What did you say?
Well, honestly, don't you think it was a bit reckless?
Reckless? No, I don't. Hundreds of people... No, probably thousands of people do it all the time.
Yeah, but why did you have to?
Because I wanted to.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, to be honest, I didn't really think you'd phone me, as I've been with you all day.
I know, but I said I would. The thing is, Jim, can I pop round?
Yeah. When do you want to come?
Now, if it's all right.
Okay. Look, Penny, is there something I should know?
No.
You're sure nothing's wrong?
No, everything's fine, and I won't stop for long.
Oh, okay.
So I'll see you in about 10 minutes, is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Okay, see you then.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye for now.
Don't worry, it won't be long. We'll soon get you out of there.
Hello?
Hello, is that Cathy?
Yes.
Oh, hi, it's Mike.
Oh.
I'm sorry to bother you, but Penny's mobile's off. Is she there, please?
No, she's out.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she's gone to the pub with Tina.
Tina? Huh, I didn't think they got on.
Well, they do sometimes.
Oh, I see. Well, any idea what time she'll be back?
No, but she did say she wouldn't be late.
Okay. Well, when she gets in, can you tell her to switch her mobile on, please?
Well, you can phone again on the landline. I don't mind.
Well, I know I can, but it'd be better on a mobile.
OK, I'll tell her to put it on. Oh, and how are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
I thought you went to your family to recuperate.
No, it wasn't me that was ill. I went to look after my cousin.
Oh, I thought it was you that was poorly.
No, I'm OK.
So, did Connie go with you?
Nah, she couldn't get time off work.
Oh, I see. No, I suppose it would be difficult. Well, I'm sure Penny will be pleased to know that you're back.
Well, yeah, of course. That's why I'm phoning. I want to arrange to go out to dinner with her tomorrow, if you must know.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, it will. And we'll have to go out now, won't we? She's blooming well gone and...
Oh, sorry, Mike. There's someone at the door. I must go.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, bye. I'll tell her you phoned.
Mike! Oh, it's great to hear from you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
I take it you're back on the island?
Yep, and all ready to go out for a drink with you.
Oh, right. Well, I'm certainly up for that.
Right, so what about this Saturday? Is that any good for you?
Yeah, that's okay.
So, how are things?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. Patterson's is busy. Oh, but poor Megan is off. She's in a really bad way.
Oh?
Yeah, she fell off her horse. But I'll tell you all about it on Saturday.
OK.
So have you seen Penny?
Oh, no, not yet. But I'm hoping to take her out to dinner tomorrow. Oh, that reminds me. You'll never believe what she's gone and done.
Oh, you don't mean the hot tub, do you?
No. What? Has she got one of those?
Yeah, but I think it's just for a trial period. You know, just to try it out.
Oh, OK, I see. Well, no, I don't mean that. Well, Penny's only gone...
Sorry, Mike. I've got to go. I'll see you Saturday.
What?
Yeah, someone's at the door. I'll see you soon.
OK, bye. Not again.
Oh, come in, Penny. What on earth have you got there?
It's for you. It's a kitten.
Oh, my word. Oh, she's lovely.
She is, isn't she?
And what's all that?
Oh, it's some food, just in case you haven't got any. And this will do as a little tray for now. And there's a small bag of cat litter. I thought it might be all right just for tonight.
Oh, Penny, you didn't need to do that. I would have got it all.
I know you would, but you didn't know I was getting her today, did you? And I so wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, she's so sweet. So, come on, let's take her into the sitting room.
Okay. Oops.
Oh, don't mind that.
Here we are. Right, you get her out.
Hello. Oh, you are sweet. What beautiful markings. Come on.
Oh, she's out. Oh, how funny. Look, this is your new home.
Oh, she's so tiny, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Have you thought of a name yet?
Well, yes, I have.
Oh, and what is it?
Well, I was going to call her Fizzy.
Fizzy? Oh, I like that.
Fizzy. Fizzy, come here. Fizzy.
Oh, look, she's coming. Oh, Jim, I could have so easily kept both of them.
So where's yours?
Oh, he's in the car, and that's why I can't stay for long.
Does Kathy know you've got him?
No, she doesn't know anything about it.
Well, she'll be thrilled, I'm sure of it.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, look at her. Come here, Fizzy. Oh, you are so lovely.
Kathy, are you up there?
Yeah, won't be a minute. Sorry, Penny, Lynn popped round, so I'm a bit behind with the dinner.
Oh, that's no problem. It doesn't matter what time we eat. Are you coming down?
Yeah, I'm coming now. Oh, what's that?
It's a kitten for you.
For me?
Yes. It's a present to say sorry for all the times I've been horrible to you.
Oh, Penny, you've never been horrible to me.
Yes, I have. But anyway, this is for you.
Oh, look.
Yeah, it's a boy, and Jim has got his sister.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I've just delivered her to him, and she's very similar to this one, but smaller.
Oh, so you didn't see Tina then?
No, I saw Jim.
Oh, let's get him out. Oh, what a beautiful cat. You are gorgeous.
He is, isn't he?
Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, come on.
Oh, look, he's taking it all in.
Now, little pussycat, you have a good look round. Oh, we'll have to get some food for him.
Oh, no, don't worry. I've got everything he needs.
Have you?
Yes, it's all in the kitchen.
Oh, Penny, come here. Thank you so much. But you really didn't have to do this.
I know, but you've always wanted a cat. So here he is.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, look at him. So what about a name?
Well, you can decide if you like.
No, you can. It's your cat.
OK, well, what about Samson?
Samson? You are joking. Look at the size of him.
Well, he will grow, but OK. What about Ben?
Ben? Oh, no, that's worse.
Well, what name do you like then?
Tigger?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, what about Charlie?
Oh, no, I don't like that. What about Trumpet?
Trumpet? Yeah, that's quite good. Trumpet! No, I don't think so.
Why? I thought you liked it.
I like Trumpet, but if you abbreviate it, you get Trump, and I'm not having that.
Oh, yeah. No way, we certainly don't want that.
Well, why don't we both choose three names and then you can pick one out?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So what will you put?
Gosh, it is difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Well, hang on, let me just get us a pen and paper. So here you go, and you put yours on that.
Thanks. Okay, so what will you put?
Major? No, I don't like Major. Oh, hello.
Oh, come here. Oh, you're so lovely.
Simba.
Yeah, Simba's okay.
And Leo.
Leo, yeah, I like that.
And, oh, look at him.
Oh, what are you doing, you silly little thing?
And my last one will be Winston.
Oh, no, that's political again, and he doesn't like politics.
Oh, okay. So what are you going to choose?
Ziggy, or maybe Garfield?
Oh, no, I definitely don't like Ziggy. But Garfield? Yeah, that's okay.
And Boots?
No, I don't like that.
Well, Star, then. That's a bit different.
You can't call a cat Star.
Okay, well, I've got Garfield, Felix and Sinclair.
Sinclair? Oh, I hope you don't choose that one.
Oh, it's all right.
Okay, so I've got Simba, Leo and Tufty.
Oh, Tufty's good.
So have you written yours down?
Yep, here you are.
Okay. Okay, so I'll put mine with yours and give them a good shake. And don't look when you pull one out, okay?
I won't. Right, it's got to be this one.
Okay, what is it?
It's Monty.
Monty? Where did that come from?
Well, I changed my mind at the last minute.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy with that. Are you?
Oh, he is. Hello, Monty. Oh, he's gorgeous. Thank you so much, Penny.
I'm so pleased you like him.
Like him? I love him.
There is just one thing I need to tell you, though.
Oh, what's that? He is okay, isn't he?
Oh, yes, it's not him. He's fine. It's about Mike.
Oh, and what about him?
He's allergic to cats.
No, is he really?
Yes, but I'd forgotten that he was.
So, does he know we've got a cat now?
Yes, I've just told him.
Oh, that is so funny. So, he can't come round?
Well, I don't know how allergic he is.
So, he'll have to stay outside when he comes to see you?
Yes, maybe.
And he won't be able to come to our parties.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
And he can't just pop round anymore.
Well, no, not if it's raining.
Oh, Penny, that is so funny.
No, it's not. Oh, Cathy, what have I done?
Oh, it is a scream. Oh, look at him, look. Oh, Penny, we can't possibly get rid of him.
Oh, no, we won't do that. We'll just have to work round it somehow.
Oh, it is the funniest thing I've heard in ages.
No, it's not. I suppose he could always wear a mask.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think he'll go for that.
What else can he do? He can't stay outside all the time.
Oh, he'll be okay. I'll just keep a supply of brollies at the door just for him.
Oh, Cathy, he can't stay outside all night.
Oh, he can. You could talk to him through the window.
You're not taking this seriously, are you?
Me? Of course I am. I'll tell you what, I'll get him a hot water bottle so he can bring it with him and keep him warm. You know the ones that go inside a soft animal?
Cathy?
I can get him a cat one.
Oh dear.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.